pretty exciting week for Team Chilton.
It is. Our U18 girls are actually heading to North Bay. The North Bay Granite Curling Club is hosting the Northern Ontario Under-18 Provincial Curling Championships for both the boys and girls. And the winner and runners-up of each of those in each gender will be coming back to Timmins in February to compete at the Canadians.
What did you have to do to qualify to go to North Bay?
Well, they normally typically have what's referred to as an East and West qualifier. And what that usually entails is the western side of the province, the northwestern side of the province, would have a play down there and determine, you know, winners from there. We'd have an eastern qualifier, which was slated for December. But because they didn't have enough teams for either, they were able to bypass both those championships and just run with a straight provincial with eight girls teams and I believe five boys teams this year.
All right. So how much play has Team Chilton gotten in so far this season?
Well, our girls have a very, and if we back it up even to the summertime, they went on in and did a very regimented fitness program. We went out to the Michener track at least once a week and did scheduled workouts and involving cardio and strength training. Then the girls did their own. And then when we fast forward into the season, they play twice a week, once in the ladies league. One night they play a night in the competitive league, and we practice once a week. And then they've been in two youth challenges, one in New Liskeard in November, and then another youth challenge in North Bay, actually at the Granite Club, where we're going to be competing in December. Which was beneficial to the girls because they got to see what the ice is like, and we'll have an idea of what we're up against for the provincials. And they actually placed third. They got a bronze medal. They did very well. I'm very proud of them.
Good. What do you see as your team's strengths? I don't want to talk about weaknesses, but let's talk about their strengths.
We got a very mechanically sound team. Our age range is from 15 to 11. They're very dedicated athletes. They have good, solid mechanical skills. As they develop through the sport, they have a good understanding of, you know, the strategy involved with their age group. Typically, how those games go. The girls are great hitters. They play a very aggressive game, and they're learning as they go. I'm very impressed with the progress they've made because this is their first provincial. They've never competed in anything like this before. So,
and the oldest member of the team is only 15.
That's correct. Our third stone, Natalie Graham, is 15. The other two girls, Deanna Chilton, our skip, is 14. Our second stone, Leanna Delich, is 14. And then our youngest, Kendall Chilton, Deanna's younger sister, is actually 11. And she's a fierce young competitor. We're very happy to have her on the team.
So they'll be playing against girls up to what? Up to 17? As in U18?
That's correct. And they're going to be playing against, there's one very notable team. And one of these girls' teams, they've already played in the One Youth Challenge back in New Liskeard, and that would be Team Johnston. They played these girls before, and they had a good game with them. They unfortunately came out on the losing side of that one, but they played them very well, and it just came down to one particular end where they had a bit of a they gave up a few more than they had hoped to, which kind of settled it for the end of the game with a win on the other side. But they're going to be up against some strong teams. Team Toner out of Sudbury, the Crow Sudbury. They are last year's champions, and they are a very strong team, having competed, in U21, and I believe they competed in the Ontario Winter Games this year. They are a very good team, and they'll have to bring their A game when they play those girls.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this week or about your team?
I think, at one time youth curling was U21, under 21 and or 20 and under for the whole gamut. Having having them divided gives better opportunities for those who are 15 and 16 to not have to play the 21-year-olds, who have had those many more years to compete. So it puts them in an age group that's a little more conducive to their level of play, style of play. And I think curling has come such a long way for young folks. When I look forward to the Canadian Championships, which we are hosting here in Timmins, we've got 42 teams coming to this championship, which typically will be the winner and runner up from each province and territory. And, you're going to see curlers here who in 5 or 6 years, you look down the road, you're going to see them playing in the Brier. You're going to see them playing in the Tournament of Hearts. You know, these are very, very dedicated, competitive young athletes. And Curling Canada wants to build on that by allowing more teams, the strategy to have more teams involved. And obviously with the pandemic, some teams didn't get to compete. So this is an opportunity for them to be able to compete where they didn't have the opportunity over the last 2 years because the championships were all canceled. I see a lot of exciting things for youth curling across the country. Our province is very strong. Our province boasts, from what I can gather, at least 2 Canadian U18 wins with the Horgan boys out of Sudbury, as well as Bella Crozier. So we've got 2 wins at the Canadian Championship on that Canadian trophy. So we've done well, and I expect that whoever emerges as champion in North Bay will be represent Northern Ontario very well.
Very good. Thanks for this, Steve. I think because of the way I do things, I'm so superficial with the way I do things for the news and web story, I think I'll put the audio of our whole interview up on the web story.
Perfect.
And stay in touch during the week. Let me know how they're doing. We can keep it updated.
Oh, for sure.
And we'll talk more about the Canadian once you get back from this.
Yeah, I'm really pumped for our girls. They are so excited to compete. They've got that nervous energy. They're, this is all new to them. There's coming back as the team, the favorite team, is obviously has that that extra weight and expectation. These girls just want to go and compete and do well and have some fun at it and meet some new people. And they've got the mindset that they're going to go out there and do the very best they can.
Yeah, and they're young enough that any experience they get, even if it doesn't move them forward this year, it will down the
Absolutely.
Road.
Absolutely. It will. And I suspect that if they keep with the regime that they've been, and I mean, this also involves, sports psychology, nutrition, fitness, everything that encompasses being, an athlete at that level, these young girls are embracing. So I've enjoyed coaching them. This is I've coached them for a couple of years now, and this is our first kick at a provincial. And I can safely say coaching is something I really have enjoyed, and especially with these young girls. They're just so receptive to everything, and it's been a lot of fun.